Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes. I'm with Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba.
Well, those are our day jobs. But our real job is being on the radio, talking to all of you.
Yeah. I love working 1 hour a week.
It's the fastest hour of the week, though. It's a lot of fun.
I wish I could. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, after coming back from Panama, I kind of am like, ooh, that's
a lot of people out there
like
right
really
now saying, don't quit your day jobs.
Just probably. They're probably like, would you just get on with it already?
There you go.
Yeah. So for anyone who was listening to the last segment where we were talking about the article for the 1 in 10 residents of Seattle living downtown, I am posting links to these articles on Twitter.
Good.
So people can have access to them and find these details if they'd like to read more on the article. I get a plethora of articles about my industry, and God love him. One of the guys here at the station keeps trying to send articles to me. He's like, hey, thought you might find this of interest. And I'm just like, do you know how many articles I read every day?
Yeah, that's 2 weeks old.
I already read that twice. Most of the time I've already read it, and I'm just like, I get probably 50 articles a day, and to stay on top of my industry, both in a commercial and residential and markets and, you know, global, you know, what's happening all around, you know, and then on top of that, you know, all the other studying that we have to do for our industry. So I'm just like, I appreciate it, but I think I got it.
we got it.
In fact, if I was to send out as many articles as I get, people would be like, stop it. It's not all about real estate.
I'm just really glad that you actually do that, because you really, to be in this industry, it's moving so fast. There's so many different changes and things going on. It's so dynamic that you really have to be a student of the industry.
You do. You absolutely have to.
It's the same in lending, where we average about 120 loan rule changes a month. If a person's not following that, up on it, what are the current laws, the rules, restrictions, regulations, all of that.
Yeah.
We can really do a disservice to our customers.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm a big believer in education and being a student of my industry, and that's why we've always pushed education to that point.
Yep.
Speaking of education, we have a home buyer class, so if somebody else wants to learn some of the stuff you and I know.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
September
17th.
Saturday, September 17th.
Yep.
It's going to be held down by South Center.
Yes, it is.
Tukwila area.
Nice central location.
Yes, and this is the official certified Washington State Housing Finance Commission class for first-time buyers. So if you need to take a class, many first-time homebuyer programs require that you complete a five-hour course to be eligible for the special financing, the special programs. This is the class. And if you're interested in signing up for it, it is a five-hour class. It's going to run Saturday, September 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will feed you. The class is free. We provide all the materials and everything for you, and lots and lots of information.
And they get candy.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure.
They get to play the little candy game with us.
Yeah, we do. We have the Skittles game.
Yeah.
Well,
or M&M's.
Yeah, you can do either one.
We bring options.
Yeah, that's actually a really fun game.
It is a fun game.
Yeah.
It helps people really learn how to prioritize what they want in a home before they go out and start looking.
And delicious.
It is
all
delicious.
At the same time. So we've got that going for us. So if you're interested in signing up for that class, or if you have family or friends or relatives who are first-time buyers or thinking about getting into the market, this is a really good way to get prepared for that, and also make you eligible for special financing, including zero down. So you can give us a call. You can call Reba at, 425?
Oh, for heaven's sake, no. No, it's not. Actually, we would prefer that they not call.
Okay, let's just tweet. Okay.
No, or not just tweet.
Email.
Info@teamreba.com.
Does that work for
that
you?
That works better. It's much easier, because if you send in an email to info@teamreba.com, not only will I get it, but two of my assistants who manage the mailing list and, you know, the update list and all the details, so they get you what you need.
There you go.
Yeah, Jessica and Angela both help keep that together.
And we will give you at this class secrets that nobody else talks about.
Like my other real number.
Yeah. Yeah, like your phone number.
Notice how I'm not telling you, because I don't want you to have it.
Yeah, there you go.
Just teasing.
I already know it.
I'm teasing. I know. You call me all the time. But, hey, so speaking of teams, real quick, the one other thing I was going to bring up, there was an article that goes back to the thing about downtown and Seattle and what a busy market we have. There was another article that from DS News, and DS News used to be focused very much on the distressed market when we had short mm-hmm. sales and foreclosures so heavily in the industry. They've had to revamp, as everybody has, as the market and sure. the recession has gone away. You know, everything's gotten better. Now they're back to, are some markets on the brink of another bubble? So I'm going to share this link on Twitter as well. And we aren't necessarily being called out as one of those. I know there's already people starting to try and make those claims. But I had this conversation with someone over the weekend that we, you know, we're currently not being impacted by that because, first of all, we don't have enough housing units. I mentioned the 1 in 10 number downtown, mm-hmm. and then right. it's mostly apartment buildings. There's only about 8,500 permits that were done for this year.
Yeah, it's
right.
It's
so we don't have nearly
scary,
enough.
It's so low. That's
right. right. Yeah, we don't have enough housing units for all the jobs that are happening. But the beautiful part is we just hit another record year in jobs mm-hmm. in our area. So employment and interest rates are the two things that have the highest impact on what's going on in our local housing market. So right now we're in a really great place.
I'm going to add education into that as well mm-hmm. because we have such good centers of education that's attract,
oh, yeah.
continuing to
our medical field
here.
Is doing really, really well. There's a lot of yeah. great stuff out
and
there.
And I'm going to add one more thing.
What?
Mortgages right now. We have a requirement which is law called ability to repay. Mm-hmm. So before a lender can approve a loan, we have to prove mm-hmm. that the buyer has the ability to repay that loan.
You mean unlike the old stated
yes,
income
loans?
Yes, I'd
say rewind to 7-8 years ago yeah. where it was a stated income type loan mm-hmm. before the
yeah.
that was a bubble.
Yes, because there were very lax
right.
credit standards,
that a,
and
that,
that has
housing,
definitely
yes,
changed.
It was a housing bubble built on some irresponsible
yeah.
lending practices. We don't have that today.
No.
So the folks that are buying homes now are probably better qualified than they've ever been. And mm-hmm. and so to me, that means that our housing market is much, much more healthy now than it was eight, nine years ago when we were at about roughly the same levels as we are today for prices. So it's all good news.
Yeah.
All right. So Gregory Marks,
yes.
welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. And you're here to talk about your nonprofit and some of the projects that you're working on.
Well, it's not a nonprofit.
Nonprofit,
yet.
Okay. We'll talk
that.
About that.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Well, tell us a little bit about it.
Right now, today it was created to help people create their inner values and reach their goals in life. I had a pretty rough past and drug addiction, homelessness, and so forth, but I came out of that mm-hmm. at 35 and, you know, done some acting and made a movie and another movie and wrote a book. And so I've just been trying to, the main question that people ask me is, how do you do that?
Yeah.
Because I
mm-hmm.
never relapsed and I just kept moving forward at age 35. Mm-hmm. So they kept asking me, how did I do that? Every step I took, I went back to school, graduated from college. How'd you do that?
Yeah.
You know, how'd
yeah.
you get on
mm-hmm.
TV? How did you? So I just start realizing that if I could take what I have and what mm-hmm. I've learned and share that with other people to help them reach their goals mm-hmm. and help them do it right now today, because that's the best time to start doing it is right now today and not wait and put it
absolutely.
Off.
Absolutely.
Then, you know, I that's what I want to do.
I love that message. I'm doing business coaching right now in real estate, and I've been doing it since 2014, and I've changed different coaching methods and companies, but that is a big part of the same kinds of messages that we have. In fact, I sat on a call just this morning, and I was a big, like, how are you going to get there? Like, did you get your half year goals? Are you to the place that you're trying to, you know, achieve this year? And if not, why not? And what are you going to do more of to get you there? And what are you going to do less of to get mm-hmm. you there? And they're just great ways to start looking at your life and go, oh yeah, why was I not thinking of that before?
Right. Well, you know, and a lot of times too, they just go through the course. You go to high mm-hmm. school, you
yeah.
go to college, you get married, you have mm-hmm. kids, and, you know, it just kind of seems kind of mundane.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I say is, even if you're doing well, why not take that extra step to try to do better? Try to
yes.
best yourself. Don't
yeah.
compare yourself to other people,
yep.
but best yourself.
Yeah, it's like in sports, I was a swimmer back in the day, and there was always a discussion of, yes, if we went to a meet, it was a group score of everyone, but they were individual sports, and so what really mattered was your personal best, right? That combined, if everybody was working on their personal best, it meant we as a team were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a a great thing for me to always kind of remember as I went into the business world of like, okay, I still got to do my personal best because in my team, if we're all going for that, we're going to succeed and it's going to be fantastic. Nice. Right?
It's great synergy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you and I met actually, going back to the idea of education, we were at an event at the Seahawks VMAC, mm-hmm. right? And yeah. so they were actually doing the Teacher Excellence Awards for Renton Chamber, and that's a big event sponsored by the Seahawks. I love that they really back education and do this wonderful event. They've been doing it for 15 years. Yeah. And you and I got introduced.
Yes.
And I'm trying to remember if it was Vicky or someone else.
It was Vicky.
It was Vicky. Yeah. And I just love that woman who's yeah. the CEO of the chamber. And she introduced us. And she was like, "You've got to meet this man." You know, and he was dapperly dressed then as well. Mm-hmm. This guy, you could take some tips, dude. And I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, at least he looks good. But yeah. And then so you started telling me about the movie Jonah that you're putting together mm-hmm. and kind of the message of anti-bullying that's part of it. And it just really spoke to me. And so can you tell us where the impetus for the film Jonah came in?
Well, Jonah's based on a partially true story. When my daughter was a swimmer, there's okay. this little skinny boy, and these other kids looked way bigger than him, and the race started. Mm-hmm. And they're just in the water going. But this little boy was kind of like dog paddling. Mm-hmm. But you could tell he was trying really hard. So just like in the movie, he gets down, comes back. The other guys are out of the pool, drying off, and he's still in the water. Mm-hmm. Well, the crowd start really cheering even more for yes. the little kid because he was yeah, trying so hard.
Absolutely.
Right.
And when he got out of the water, it was so funny. I just remember his little bird chest and everything. He's like, yeah. And the one kid looks at him and he says, "What are you so happy about? And you came in last place." He goes, "But I finished."
Yeah,
he's flexing
exactly.
like the Incredible Hulk. And I was like, yes.
It's all attitude, man, yeah, and right. mindset. That's an absolute wonderful, wonderful way to look at it. I love it. So where should people, if they want to start looking online while we're here on the show, what would be a website people could go to and start kind of learning a little bit about this if they're listening in and using their computer? Because people can stream this online right now.
Okay, well, if they go to just our Facebook Jonah page, and that's J-O-E-N-A-H, it's called Jonah Film, or they can go to my personal page, which is Gregory D. Marks, which has the most information on it.
Okay, fantastic. So we're going to get into this a little bit more when we get back from this break. But again, we've got Gregory Marks on with us from Right Now Today, and we'll see you in just a few.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.